runner at third, infield in. Here's the pitch to him. Fastball cracked in the air toward the right field corner. That's deep. It's going fair. And that's a two-run homer for Cameron Maben. He does it again. Cameron Maben goes deep. And the Astros take the lead 5-3 here in the ninth inning. Maben has hit three homers with the Astros in 16 at-bats.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Well, hold the presses on the late August acquisitions, as Cameron Maben has made an impact in three games now with home runs and huge ones at that.
Big delivery for Cameron Maben.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks with the Skipper. Manager A.J. Hinch, just fresh off of an off day, you got a chance to go back to Palo Alto, your neck of the woods in college. What was that like yesterday?
It was really cool just to be able to spend an off day somewhere familiar for me. Obviously, it's near and dear to my heart. I love Stanford. I love everything about my time there. Got to see some friends and hang out on my favorite campus in the country.
If a kid in high school asked you about Stanford, give me one sentence that would sell them.
It's really the best combination of athletics and academics that you could imagine. So it's the best decision that I've made in terms of my future when I was in high school, being able to grow up on campus around a lot of elite achievers, people that I'll call friends for the rest of my life.
Now, you gave Altuve the day off before the off day, so a rare occasion for him to have 2 days off in a row. What did you see that warranted that?
Really just the time of year. I mean, September is really hard on these guys. We have a good roster that I can mix and match and play guys. So, you know, he started chasing the ball a little bit out of the zone. He started getting a little bit more frustrated. You know, the time of year, there are some off days coming up. I knew the doubleheader was coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
So just a few signs pointing at giving a couple other guys some time to play and give him a mental day off.
You mentioned the doubleheader, four games in 3 days. How do you manage that?
Well, I'm going to try to use a lot of guys. I mean, there'll be a couple guys that play both ends of the doubleheader. You know, we still need to win games. We're trying to win out this division. We're trying to have the best record in the league. So it is a game that I'm going to play our better guys and just continue to try to chisel away at the division title.
Are you watching the out-of-town scoreboard yet during the game?
I think we started that a little while ago. You know, it's hard not to. It's like right in your face. So, yeah. You know, we're very aware of what's going on. When people see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's single-digit potential for us to close out the division. There's a little bit more excitement.
Hey, the top three of the order, and you tinkered with this a little earlier this year to break up all the right-handers to make it tougher on the other manager. Are you still thinking about it, or are you like the way it's stacked up?
I like the way it's stacked up. You know, Bregman's not in there tonight, but we still have three to start the top of the year. And I think sometimes you can overthink it a little bit. You know, I don't really care what pitcher's on the other side. If I can send up Springer and Altuve and Correa tonight, 1-2-3, you know, I feel good about it. When Bregman's in there, the way he swung the bat, as productive as he's been great. Reddick is probably our best at bat overall all the time. Mm-hmm. In the five hole, usually four hole tonight. So I think just continuing to put our better hitters at the top of the order with the most at-bats still is the way to go.
What keeps you awake right now about this team, anything?
Just the health and making sure that we stay healthy down the stretch. You know, we're at the point of the season where anything that happens is very detrimental to whether it's a tweak, whether it's a groin, whether it's a hammy, whether it's a shoulder. I mean, there's anything that happens between now and the end of the season threatens a lot of different things. So staying up at night, I feel good about how we're playing. I feel good about the vibe that we've got going. You know, I just want things to go smoothly the next few weeks.
Brian McCann in particular, he's had the tweaked knee. How do you keep him fresh going into the playoffs? Because he's important, right?
He's very important. And I love having him govern the pitching staff. You know, he does a good job working with our guys. Physically, he can handle the rigors of catching, you know, a couple days in a row. I'm not going to kill him with 3 days in a row or 4 days in a row. We've got four catches up here, you know, beginning tomorrow with Gattis. So we've got plenty of options. And you know, so he'll catch today. He probably won't catch either game tomorrow. He'll catch Keuchel on Sunday. We have Monday off. That program of every other day will keep him fresh.
Last thing, AJ, you made your debut with the Oakland A's. What is this ballpark, the Oakland Coliseum, mean to you?
Well, I'll always remember it. You know, it was in 1998, and I thought this was the biggest accomplishment of my life.
Yeah.
You know, just getting to the big leagues. I faced Pedro Martinez. I caught Tom Candiotti, a knuckleballer. just an experience that I still feel like I can recite about every pitch of that game. And it's just a memory that will be ingrained, because that was the first day that I really felt that I made it, obviously, as an opening day catcher.
You made it as a manager, too. Thanks for catching up.
Thanks, Marty.
Chris Devensky with a swing and a miss from Zunino gets a strikeout to end this ball game, and the Astros have won seven in a row. Their record goes to 86-53 with a two-run homer in the top of the ninth from Cameron Maben. the magic continues, and the Astros will have a wonderful day off, Steve.
Yeah,
Sparks.
It looks like Cameron Maben's going to go down in Astros lore as he's energized this team along with the Justin Verlander acquisition, but kind of a surprise the way he's impacted the team in every game he's got in. The Astros, as you mentioned, 7 wins in a row now.
What an amazing series sweep for the Astros now. They get a 3-0 start on this long road trip. They're now 11-5 against Seattle this season. Final score, Astros 5, Mariners 3.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. We're joined with Astros catcher Max Stassi. Max, fresh off the off day, a nice sweep in Seattle. You guys are on quite a run right now.
Yeah, absolutely. They're playing great baseball. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. You know, the additions with Verlander and Maben and you know, those guys coming in and having a huge impact right away has been it's been remarkable. You know, it just kind of jump-started us in the right direction, and, you know, we couldn't be happier at this point.
Talking about Cameron and Verlander, what's it like having those guys in the clubhouse?
It's amazing, you know, the presence that Verlander brings. You know, he's got 13 years with the Tigers. He's got MVP, Cy Young, no-hitter. He's done the whole deal, you know. So it's been pretty awesome to have him around. And, you know, Maben, he's a high-energy guy. You know, he brings a lot to the table with defense, offense. You know, he came up with 2 big homers for us. So, I mean, the impressions that those guys have made has been pretty unbelievable.
Now, you coming off the disabled list. You were the Hook's secret weapon in Frisco a couple of weeks ago. And you've been swinging the bat well here at the big league level, some home runs with the Astros. How are you feeling at the plate right now?
Feeling good. You know, I had that little time off, you know, went down to Frisco for those rehab starts and was working on a few things, and it paid off. So I'm just trying to continue to work the process, stick with my routine, and let the game take care of itself.
Chatting with Astros catcher Max Stassi, worked again behind the plate with Lance McCullers. A great statement game for him. What did you see from Lance?
Oh, he was unbelievable. You know, he had his fastball command. You know, his secondary stuff is plus, some of the best in the game. And for him to get back out there after missing, you know, six, 7 weeks, or whatever it was, and for him to get back out there and have that kind of outing was really impressive. You know, he fell into some unfortunate luck later on, but it was a very, very positive outing for him.
Chatting with Astros catcher Max Stassi, 19 pitchers now on the roster right now. How do you keep track of all this stuff?
I mean, fortunately, I've been around this organization for a while now. You know, I'm going on my 5th year, so I'm really familiar with pretty much everyone here. You know, Clifford, I've caught some of his bullpen, so I haven't caught him in the game, but I know what his stuff looks like. So it's all just going off of memory and feel and, you know, talking to the other catchers. You know, Gattis and McCann and Centeno, those guys have been, you know, amazing as far as me asking them questions and, you know, what pitchers like to do, what kind of targets, all that kind of stuff. They've been, you know, nothing but great to me as far as that regards.
Visiting with Astros catcher Max Stassi. You happy back on the West Coast?
Oh, yeah. West Coast is the best coast, in my opinion. But I love Houston's the best, too. So Houston and the West Coast. I love those.
And former A's farmhand, you know, seeing some of the guys here with the Athletics to bring back some memories.
Yeah, there's a few guys left over. You know, there was Doolittle, I think, was the last guy that I played with.
Now, yeah.
So they kind of have that younger wave coming up. But, you know, they're kind of like us in, you know, 13, 14, you know, giving some of their younger guys a chance. And you know, they're a good young ball club. You know, they got a bright future. And we're excited to take them all in this series.
Max, final question for you. Magic number is what, 9? Is it pedal to the metal right now? Or are you guys enjoying the ride? What's the mentality going into the ball game in this series?
You know, my short time here with this club, you can't tell if we've won two games in a row or lost 2 games in a row. They bring the same attitude every day. The energy's high. You know, you got some of the best players in the game that, you know, have been around. So they know what it's like to, you know, play with big leads, play from behind, and there's just a lot of excitement and fun going on in that clubhouse. So we're excited to take on these next few weeks.
Astros catcher Max Stassi. Max, thanks for the time. Good luck down the road.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.